Okay. Used to leverage some money to them to try to bust up the delegation. And they claim that systematically we have brought in to Washington the Stanford crowd of folks and tried to force them on in one place or the other. I've forgotten to give a dozen illustrations. I didn't check it, and I was awfully worn out, and I just listened. But they start out with Hal, Commissioner of Education, and they go on down. They say when they bring in somebody, recommend him, but they just hold them up for months and months and months. Then when they get them, they don't give us any credit, like the parole man. I said, well, hell, I overrode everybody and appointed him for you. Well, they earned it. They fought about it for a year or so, and so they just feel like they wore us out and that they earned that one. And he says that in that what we do, that comes right out of the White House and the Justice Department, that the Stanford group is infiltrating the whole government. And that I have no control over it. And that the men that cut me and gutted me now on principle of issue are the ones that are being rewarded. And that they cannot get a delegation for me, and they cannot support me, and they cannot have anything to do with me if I just keep on permitting it. They exonerate you, but they say you don't run it. That Bobby's in control. And that his men are in control, and HEW, and the Defense Department, and every one of the places. And say wherever they have somebody, they always pick out the cull and try to force them down their throat. And they just served notice on me that their trace is down. They said, now we, Jordan said, I did everything I could to protect you, and I've got a half million votes against me. They came in here to Walter Jenkins, and they wanted to haul him up there and said, your Justice Department people are behind the scenes hollering sick 'em all the time. And Bobby Baker, they came along, same thing with Walter Jenkins and Bobby Baker, and said, I just got murdered, and I did the best I could, and I'm paying for it now. But said, here's another instance. You want to put a man down there that every day everybody practices before, you're going to have to go in and sign up the other crowd. So we just want to give you notice, and we don't find that Ramsey's responsible. We don't think he is, but we think that the fellow folks under him are. I never could find out who the underings were. I called to you, and you weren't there, and I got a hold of Barefoot. You were at a luncheon somewhere.
We had the judiciary.
And I called Barefoot. He told me the facts, so I just told him I'd look into it and left it there. So I think that we have to get the file and look at the Negroes and analyze them and call down some of the leaders and then probably talk to he and Irwin. If we can't do it, just say we can't name this man, we'll name another man.
Let me say first, I went through that ringer with both of them together for more than an hour, and they know that it's not somebody under me. They just want to keep me out of it because it's a lot easier for everybody if they do. They also know that, by God, they've got, who got the first Fourth Circuit appointment? Man, they wanted Cravens. They got him and went through the breeze. Who got, we had people from all over the country wanting them.
Water parole, man.
They got him. So as far as appointments out of this department are concerned, they've had a breeze.
Yeah, but they say we didn't want them to have it. They just had hell. Had to come to the White House to get it.
Well, they had a rough time on their fellow from the Board of Parole.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
They got the Fourth Circuit and the breeze.
They didn't mention
it. South Carolina
that.
Was solid on their man, and Virginia was solid. Virginia bigger than North Carolina on their man. And West Virginia wanted a man. Everybody wanted a man. Virginia got North Carolina got it.
You know, I wish we could figure out some way where we didn't have to handle these judges.
Well, the best way is for the Senate not to handle it.
Yeah, that's right, but they have to.
The way to handle it, can is get them out of it. Now, these commission studies, you know. The other thing that we have to be extremely careful about on Woodrow Wilson Jones, I think, is that if the word gets out in North Carolina, and I just don't think it really worried me about it, I don't think it's possible that it won't be out. That Jones didn't get it because the NAACP and other Negro groups blocked him. That'd just be devastating in 68. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it'll be played down there, whatever the reason. I mean, if it's because he's a homosexual, they're going to say it's because Negroes were against him, and we just confronted with that unhappy fact.
Well, it seems that we told them there's something wrong with ABA, and they called up there and found out it wasn't, that Irwin did or something. They got some story there.
Well, that's what's right. Well, that's just not right. The ABA hadn't finished yet. They're still looking into it. Bert Jenner is supposed to go down there either this week or next week.
Well, does he know this situation?
Yes. I've been over with him in person right in his office.
What does he say?
Well, we got this situation. Jones has been close to the ABA in North Carolina. The ABA in North Carolina, of course, is on top of what the ABA is doing. So everything that the ABA does is fed back into Jones, and the ABA in North Carolina is very sympathetic to Jones. I think the ABA is not going to stand up on this. They'll let us down.
Well, you know, the senator's going to insist on him because they had fire in their eyes. Jordan did.
They sure do.
What do you think the answer to it is?
I think the answer is to see what. I just hope we're going to come out. I don't think we'll all right the ABA. If we do, then we can hide behind their skirt. And I'll put all the pressure on them that I can to stand up on it. If they don't, then my present judgment, unhappily, is I wouldn't be able to go forward. It hurts a lot more than it helps to pay too high a price. The one thing that we can do is try to run a thermometer on what the national civil rights leadership would do. If we could keep them out of it, we might risk it. Because you don't really have as much, a judge in North Carolina gets the same thing as a judge in Mississippi or a judge in Alabama. Wouldn't be as bad even if he's what they think he is. On the other hand, if the national leadership came in and fought it as simple, it would just be terrible. It would be all over. Otherwise, it'd just be a North Carolina matter. We were really going to have a tough civil rights fight on it, then I don't see how we could go forward, because I just don't think we want to go back to 61 and give experience of making all those mistakes again. This was the very thing that you said 64 and 65 and 66 we never do.
Where do we say it? How?
We say it to the types of our appointments. We say it to senators and making them. We say it to the civil rights leadership, and they know it to be a fact, because we had the one ruckus with Coleman, but even there, in their hearts, they knew Coleman was about as good as you're ever going to do.
How has he worked out?
All right. I still worry about him a little bit. Senator Easton thinks he's ready to run for governor. I don't know. He tried to call me last week, and I never did get to talk to him. He hadn't voted quite as good as I hoped he would. We've got this guidelines case back up before the whole panel, and I'm a little bit worried about him. He filed a special opinion, and when they decided to rehear it, I wasn't one that could get us in any real problems. The indications that he gives are not good. Sure about these guidelines.
Do you have the votes on the court?
I think we do.
Was Homer one of the two?
Homer was one of the two. Homer was just great. Just great on it. He's really effective. He felt a little remiss because Judge Wisdom, who wrote the opinion, inflammatory opinion that caused the problem we've got now. He could have written a much wiser, more intelligent opinion that wouldn't have caused these problems. However, Homer was able to keep it from being worse than it was. said it's bad enough the way it came out, but he said you should have seen it the first time around. The witness just really waving the flag, and he personally defended Judge Reeves and some others who've always been with us by pointing up some opinions that they had made way back in the 50s, you know, it was a different world. And he just made such broad, sweeping statements that it hurt. But Homer stood in there silently and kept him much in line. He never keep a man to do whatever the hell he wanted to. Of course, Homer, all of our Texas judges would be great on it. Irving and Homer and Brown. That's three right there.
Well, I guess we can put that off a day or two.
One other unhappy little item I don't really hate to discuss. I just mentioned it to you. The Colonial Pipeline has been under intensive investigation in New Jersey for 2 years. And a whole bunch of officials have come in and really, before the grand jury, really admitted to bribery, extortion, violation of federal statute. The grand jury will return indictments in the case probably this week. It'll include the mayor of Woodbridge, New Jersey, a fellow named Zerpolo, a fellow who's on the township committee, which is kind of like the city council, named Jax. It'll include the Colonial Pipeline, a fellow named Feldman, vice president of the Colonial Pipeline. The Colonial Pipeline is made up of all the majors, and a lot of these people come from the Beaumont area. A fellow named Glenn Giles, who's with Colonial. Ben Ludi, Colonial. Roland Tompkins Corporation, which is an outfit in the construction business up there. Then it will include the Bechtel Corporation of San Francisco, which is the biggest corporation in the business, but no no individuals from the corporation. Of course, it's the individuals that really hurt the corporation itself. Doesn't amount to anything. The final corporate defendant is Gates Construction Company, which is a little New Jersey outfit. But what these fools did, and I think they realize how foolish it is, they run this pipeline 90 miles across New Jersey, and they just made huge payments to some labor people were involved in it too, to this little town of Woodbridge, the mayor and others, to help find a site for storage tanks. Kind of a combination of bribery, extortion situation, violation, and right.
Well, is having Democratic politicians a problem? Where do we get the trouble?
No, I think our problems generally are from older Houston interests. I think Jack Brooks has got some old Beaumont friends in it, and most of the people were really with city service, I think, but they've all got refineries down in Jack's district, and Dave Searles has been representing in some of it, and I think maybe Leon's been in it. I'm not sure. Probably has. It's one that there's been quite a bit of action around the edges on.
I never have heard it. First time. Has anybody over here been talking to
you? I don't believe so. I think there have been some appointments made for people to come over here and talk about it from over there, perhaps.
You know who made them?
No, I really don't. They have been. It may have been the people just came in here directly. That's something that's awfully dangerous.
To do what?
To make appointments for
lawyers.
Yeah,
yeah, it sure is.
I think Marvin can probably handle it better than anybody, and all, but all he should ever say is, well, you know, you just don't see Ramsey about that. So we can't ever do anything like that.
Yeah, I didn't know he had ever done it. I've never heard of it.
Know they could see me.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Bye.